Right, there it is. How are you, folks? Welcome back to another episode of the Josh Potter Show. Tis I, Josh Potter, and I can't wait. I'm going to be out on the road starting this week. It all kicks off. Huntsville, Alabama is where I'm going to be this week. Four shows happening at the Huntsville Stand Up Live. Make sure you get your tickets. TheJoshPotter.com is where you can go. TheJoshPotter.com, and up there you'll find a bunch of dates. May 3rd, Seattle. May 15th through 17th in Chicago. May 30th in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. And May 31st, we're going to be at the Emmaus Theater in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The great Tim Butterly will be with me there. Plenty of dates in June, July, August, September, and beyond. Make sure you go over to thejoshpotter.com and check out all the dates. Thejoshpotter.com. Don't get it confused with the email, which is joshpottershow@gmail.com, and you can send in all your articles. You can send in musical numbers the way Killa Cope did with this one. And you can just tell me about your day, really, if you'd like to. But today we have a very special guest. He's got a new special out on YouTube. Dance Fatty Dance. And I feel bad saying the name of your special.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
I hate saying it out loud. It's Dance Fatty Dance, and it's on
I've gotten
YouTube.
A little less fat since the
you
special.
You have.
Since the special, I'm less fat.
Even, I mean, in general, yes. But it's Dance Saint
Germain, I think people
folks.
Remember me fatter.
Well, do you remember where we first ever met? Because I haven't seen you
did
since
we meet
then, really.
At Ziegler's show? Where did we meet?
We were on that together, yes.
Yeah.
But the first time I ever met you was in Rochester, New York at The Comedy Club is what it was called at the time. It was in
God.
The back of a Western restaurant
shit.
Or bar
I do
or whatever.
Remember that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
You,
I mean, we're talking like 2012.
Were you featuring or?
They only had one opener. So I was like the MC that was a feature.
Was that the one like six people came to?
It was light, I think. I mean, it was always light out there, especially because it was like God. The dead of summer, which out there is.
Well, thank God you made it out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think that every day, but. yeah, I mean, that was. I'd had to have been, what, 2012 or 11 or something like that? Which is crazy because that's like 12 years ago or whatever. But I remember back, I remember then you were like white knuckling it a little harder than you are. Obviously, I feel like you've gotten a grasp of things pretty good over here.
Yeah. I mean, as far as white knuckling, like food, drinking, like everything.
I think drinking was the one that was
drinking. Yes. I've been good. The last week. I've been good the last week. I'm on this now tracks and shit, so that's been good.
What's
but
that? Oh, is that like the thing where it makes you sick when you drink?
No, that's Anabutes. I'm on that too. No, this is like it lowers, like if you have urges for drinking or opiates, or the only thing I kind of miss is weed, but
yeah.
I'm about like 6 months back. I mean, like, I wish I was one of these guys who just immediately got it, but I didn't, you know, that's not my story, so.
Immediately got what, the medicine?
The sobriety shit.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know many people who, there are some people, but I think, aren't they putting up airs a little bit? You know, in their head, they're struggling a lot more than they let on, you know? It's part of the whole, like, guys probably to, like, be like, no, I'm doing good, so they can tell themselves that, so they can keep going, maybe, you know?
I don't know. I think everybody, I mean, for me, it's like I have every reason in the world not to get fucked up. Like I have a wonderful wife, the career is doing better. It seems like everything's, but like I still have to have that conscious choice of like, or I could just throw it all away and get fucked up.
That's so funny.
Like, where it's like, or I could just, you know, live under an underpass.
I haven't like had any glaring.
You just smoke weed, right?
No, I drink. I mean, mm-hmm. I drink beer. I kind of gave up on liquor in my elder age because I was getting hungover.
Yeah, how old are you?
I was blacking out. I'm 38 now.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40 in May. You can't really, after 35, hard liquor's bad.
It's
unless
so
it's like rum
weird.
On a vacation or something.
I mean, every now and then, you know, like at the club or something, it'll be like someone's birthday and then
right.
You do a shot or whatever. And then just one shot, I'm like, I'm like, what's going on with me? I'm like, I hung over like hell and I have one
right.
fucking shot. So it's like, I think it's just the liquor thing because I feel like I can drink 1,000 beers and be the same. And I know
that's
bad too.
Do you not gain weight?
Oh no, I'm definitely gaining weight. This is me at my worst so far. I'm like really upset about it, as a matter of fact. But I also do 0.00% exercise. So I feel like I'm going, if I just start doing that, if I do even like a little bit, 10% exercise, it might counteract some of the beers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could just, the last time I had non-alcoholic beer, I did We Might Be Drunk, and I like pounded a bunch of zeros. But if I could stop at 8, I would still be drinking, but
I can't
stop at 8, you know?
I could stop at any point, but it's like, if I don't have to, I don't, which is probably bad, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't had any adverse things. People have just not suggested quit drinking, but they've gone like, have you ever thought about it? And I'm like, not really. Is that bad?
So, the person who suggested it, you had actually driven through their living room.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about quitting?
It was my ex-wife who I hit. No, I have had no wives.
Thank you for clarifying.
Maybe that is why.
Not the one I didn't hit.
Exactly.
The one I hit. Thank you.
And maybe that's why I haven't had any you know, long term. I don't know. People are sober and they don't want. Last girl I dated was sober and she didn't seem to mind anything, but obviously here we are and she's not here. So
I'm sorry you guys broke up.
No, it's fine.
Are you guys doing okay? Are you doing okay? Was it your choice or her choice?
It was kind of hers, based off the fact that I was like, you know, I'm getting older and she was young and I was like, where's this going? Kind of thing. I was like the girl in this case. I'm like, where's this going?
How old is she?
25.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And she was like, we're having fun. And I'm
that's
like,
that's not gonna
happen. Having a great time, but I also feel like death is around the corner and I kind of want to like have a
my wife is older, but like I would say always because you're 38, you know, no girl under 30, especially in LA, wants to settle down.
Not at all, as a matter of fact. That's what I'm learning. But, Dan, you know what, buddy? Our first story of the day has to do with Rochester, New York. So I thought I'd bring it up. That was a good segue on my part. Look at me.
Rochester.
Remember, joshpottershow@gmail.com is where you can send your stories. Do not DM them to me. I feel like I should make a statement on that, because when I get I can't remember them when you DM them to me. I'm trying to just get rid of that notification. To be honest, I know I'm putting you on red or whatever. Put them in the email. That's where I go mine them. You know, I find them. They go into a one little place. And when I do my show prep, there they are. So go to the email, for God's sake, folks.
For God's sakes.
But in Rochester, a dead body was found in the water supply.
That's the least favorable place to find a dead body.
That's when the dead body affects everyone.
Yeah, you know? It's the most dead body a dead body is going to get in the water supply, without a doubt.
Officials in Rochester, New York said on Thursday the dead body found in the reservoir that supplies drinking water to residents earlier this week was a missing person who had been in the water for just under a month. Oh, that's, I like how they put the
just little, under a month.
I know, it was just under a month.
Like, are you? That's only like just if you're a baby fish. You know, like, I get it. Like, what are you talking about?
The discovery of the man's body had prompted a temporary boil water advisory. Could you imagine that? You're just like, that's the one thing that if I did quit drinking would make me go back to booze, because I would be like, well, the water certainly isn't healthy.
Yeah, for sure. In Flint, by the way, this is actually good water. You know?
Yeah, in Flint.
They're
in
like, Flint, oh, just a body? Jealous. That's fine.
My kingdom for a dead body in the water. Who the hell knows what we've got in ours? Our testing has shown no issues, said one of the town officials. Out of the abundance of caution, we have issued a boiling water advisory. The reservoir will not be back in service until it has been drained and cleaned. That seems like a waste of water. You know,
yikes.
We don't have a lot of water to go around, I feel like, and now we're just draining it out. And
boiling water advisory. That's not something you want to get on your phone.
How often?
It's definitely a sprint, too. A sprint phone.
Yeah. How close are we to a boil water advisory happening in everyday life? Just like for everyone, do you think?
I mean, I think LA, you guys are closer than New York. The one good thing about New York is we have really good tap water.
Interesting. Where does it come from? Niagara Falls or some shit?
Yeah, it comes from the New York Yankees. No, I just know that like our filtration system, apparently it's more insanely complex and thorough than other water filtration systems.
I feel like we just have like dead seals and all kinds of shit.
Well, I lived here for like 4 years, everyone was like, don't take a shower.
Well, yeah, since I've gotten here, I got here in 2017, and I heard rumblings of that, and that was part of the like sort of, what's the word, like stereotype when you move out there. They're like, oh, you can't take long showers. I go, watch me. I don't fucking care. what are they going to come? The FBI going to knock on my door if I'm in there too long? So I got here, and then to be quite honest, the drought, I think, is over. Because, I mean, especially in the last, like, 2-3 years, we've had more rain than Seattle here. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I heard that when I was coming in to the rental car place. They're like, it's raining this week. Be careful.
Yeah, so now I drive. I'm in there for fucking hours. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude.
What is... You're from here, right, Alex?
No, I'm from Denver.
You're from Denver, my bad. I'm sorry. How long have you lived here?
Like, about 5 years.
Oh, my God.
How's your water there?
I thought you, like, lived here for the whole time. I don't know. I'm dumb. Sorry. Denver's got to be good water. I mean, that's like where they put all the bottled water from. You see a picture of Denver on the label.
That's where Jokic drinks.
You know that's good.
So you know it's good.
So evidently, there was someone, Mr. Moya is how they present him in this article. He, at approximately 6:30 a.m., entered a gated area. The dead body's name is Mr. Moya. My bad. He apparently had slid down the side of the reservoir into the water where he tragically passed away. There was no one else present at the time of his death, and there does not appear to be any sort of criminal element to the investigation. This guy's just going for a walk by the old reservoir and whoopsie daisy right to his
tomb. I don't know if he's going for a... I think he was escaping something.
He was going for a jog.
It may not have been the people, it may not have been the police, but I think he was escaping life. You know, like, just walk. If you're going into a gated area and your house isn't part of it, something has gone horribly awry.
That's true.
You know, you're getting fucked up and just searching for silence.
He didn't just want a scenic route on his way home.
No, no. It's like body found in warehouse. It's not like you were there for good reasons.
Despite the body's prolonged exposure to the reservoir, Evans said on Thursday that the water quality test ordered by the county confirmed the safety of the water supply. The boil water advisory has also since been lifted. Do you trust them? Do you go, oh, thank God it's lifted. Now I can just go under the shower. And just be like,
I mean, I guess you just got to like take their word for it.
Many people just...
Isn't that like one of those things like, oh, you eat like fucking 8 spiders a year. It's like one of those you just don't... You're like, all right, I'm just going to... You know, I know that information's true, but I'm not going to live in it.
yeah, you can't dwell on it.
Yeah, I can't live in that information.
You've got to live your life. Now, it's true. It's like my 3 dead bodies get in our water supply every year. Who knows?
I mean, imagine how many fucking dead people are in the LA water supply. How many, like, people who fucking, were background on Charmed and then somehow slipped in there.
Well, there was that story of the woman in the hotel or what have you, that Cecil Hotel. She got...
Oh, I remember that. That was the died Asian
in the,
girl, right?
Yeah, there was, like, she was in the water supply of the hotel or wherever they, like, housed their water, so... That was one of those things.
She was having a psychotic break. Everyone's like, how'd she get up there? It was like supernatural. But like, if you're having a psychotic break or you're drunk or so, you're just like, I'm going to go in this water.
Of course. I'm swimming in the water supply.
Yeah. I'm going to go see what happens.
Maybe Mr. Maya having his own psychotic break. Do you think people saw the picture and there was like some racist people that were like, no, it's extra bad?
Well, that's my first thought, so
yes. Yeah.
As a racist person.
Yeah, as a racist person, you were like, boy, oh, boy.
Why can't we get white people dying in this water? It's got to be all African-Americans.
If it was a white guy who died in it, I wouldn't boil nothing.
I don't think a racist person has ever said African-Americans. So
I
shouldn't say that.
I guarantee it. The discovery of the body a month after his death obviously calls into question how could he have not been detected in the reservoir being there that long? Well, maybe he was like sinking and he took a while to blow up or whatever happens to you down there, get bloated. Reflection waves and shadows at this specific location can obscure the view of the bottom. Obviously, this is a very traumatic experience for the Water Bureau team. I'm just picturing a guy on the Water Bureau team just staring that 1,000-yard stare. And he's like, the day we found the body.
Yeah, of all the days I picked to not retire at the Werder Bureau team. The a death of Abdulia Muya, whatever the fuck his name is. Abdulia, I can't say it.
Mr. Muya, that's why the guy didn't even try to spell it in the article. He's like, that's too many letters. I got to get this column down here. Yeah. But yeah, no, the guy's just all grizzled at some point. He gets a newcomer. He's like, there was the day we found Mr. Moya's body in there.
I feel like with this guy's name, the police have to like start out by saying, hey, we didn't shoot this one. Just to let you know, this was the water,
hey,
not us.
He went into the gated area and slipped and fell.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Mr. Moya's family and friends as we riff on your fucking corpse.
As we riff on your death. Hey, we riff on a lot of deaths here. That's kind of the name of the show.
He looks very alive in that photo, too, which is what's very depressing.
Well, they chose an odd photo for his missing person photo. That looks like one that they took. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's...
His mother wasn't like, I've got this photo of, how do you say his name? I can't see it.
Abdullahi,
thank you. I literally can't see it from here. But if I was the family, I'd give him a nice smiley photo, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
This looks like one they had on.
Especially maybe not use a water background either.
Yeah, they had it on file.
It looks like an employee of the month of the aquarium.
Well, that looks like what the team did there. Whoever tweeted that, the old news team.
Rochester Police.
Yeah, we got to make a little graphic with it. You know, the Photoshop guy at the police station got a little extra creative.
Yeah.
On that one at the end of the
day.
He's
like, let's put mermaids in the background.
Yeah. Rocks and rapids and things. Next up, we got a story from Adam Dallas. He sent this one in, joshpottershow@gmail.com. This one I found interesting.
Adam Dallas sounds like a male stripper.
It sounds like a fake name, yeah. Mm. A lot of people have fake names. They don't like to out themselves as reporters. But this man robbed a bank with his Translate app on his phone.
Well, I thought you said his friend. And I was like, hey, we can't talk about this one.
Yeah, YouTube will crack down on us.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
That would actually be very nice and a wonderful story of inclusion if someone brought along their trans friend for a bank robbery.
that's a diverse bank robbery.
Yeah. I mean, we should let them have the money if that's the case. Yeah, for sure. Do we have video of this? Because it says video
released.
That's
actually what the fucking plot of Dog Day Afternoon is. That actually is. We just came up with a plot of Dog Day Afternoon.
If they do a reboot, especially, you know, now it's all trans.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon is, it would be a hero. Well, I guess then it was kind of, it was like a tragic hero, I guess.
Right, it was one of those, what is it called, anti-heroes.
Anti-heroes, yeah.
But it says Fox 8 got video of Sandusky police arresting a man that they say used a translator app to rob a local bank. The suspect, 20-year-old, talk about names you can't pronounce, Yixin Brito Gonzalez from Venezuela.
That sounds like he's from three different countries I wouldn't want to go to.
Yeah, one is like, it does exactly. Yeah, like the axis of evil names. We have no way to tell if he's here legally or not. Oh, it's one of these articles where they're going to like inflate the...
Well, we don't know.
We're going to inflate the illegal alien status of this guy. It's funny that he used the translator app, though. I want to hear what he did. Okay, so let's see. What are we looking at here? It's him just going in and, like, typing on his phone and then hitting translate.
This is the most casual fucking bank robbery I've ever seen.
Please put the money in the bag.
This guy is dressed for podcasting.
Yeah, and he's sitting down with, like, a relationship banker. If a guy doesn't come in with a suit and wants to sit at one of those things, you should know he's probably trying to rob it.
What does he say? He has a gun on the translating?
That's what I want to find out, what he wrote onto the thing, because maybe it could have been mistaken. Maybe he just did bad at translating it. We have no way to tell if he's here legally, blah, blah, blah. We know he's probably whatever. The I team obtained bank security footage that police say shows the suspect holding up his phone to the tellers. Police say the suspect did not speak English and was using the translator app to tell the tellers, get the money, put the money in the bag. When the tellers did not give him any money, he left. Maybe that sounds like a regular withdrawal to me.
Wait, is that really a robbery? Yeah, that's just a guy being really hopeful.
Yeah, he was like, I'm trying to take out money. What if you didn't know the word withdrawal?
If I went to a bank, this is the thing, if I went to a bank and I held up a sign that said, give me money, and they gave me money, that wasn't a robbery.
Right.
Right? Because I'm not including a threat.
Well, you got to put a question mark at the end.
Give me money?
You got to make it a question, not a demand. It's
give
a request.
Give me money?
Yeah, yeah. Give me some money? And then they're like, okay, here. And you go, I asked, and they did it.
Yeah.
They robbed it, technically. When the tellers did not give him any money, he left. I have been in law enforcement for over 20 years, and this is the first time I've encountered something like this. Someone using the translator after trying to rob a bank. First time our officers have dealt with it, too. He's acting like it's like he just saw 9/11. I mean, this doesn't this seems like the easiest bank robbery case.
Nothing about this looks traumatic that we've seen.
No money was given to the guy. He didn't rob anything. He didn't even seem to have a weapon. The suspect denied trying to rob the bank. He told officers he went to the bank and asked them to put money inside a bag.
I mean he could probably get up. Look, this is not a man who's, I know you guys, this is an audio medium, it's a podcast, so you can't see, but this guy's like literally like crossing his legs, like,
yeah, those folks on YouTube can. But yes, no, he is very demure. I mean, he's like just kind of chilling, like I think he's trying to make a withdrawal.
You know, they have warrior pose. This is not warrior pose.
Yeah, he doesn't look tense. He doesn't look like he's carrying a weapon of any sort. It's so funny because what if that's how bank transactions work in his country? They give him the money in a bag.
I don't know. I think that's just being in bank while Latino.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. What if he never even tried to translate that? He was just like, may I open an account? And they're like, he was using the translator app to rob the place. You should have heard it. The suspect is facing charges of attempted robbery, attempted theft, criminal trespassing. The chief added that federal officers...
This doesn't feel like a crime.
I know. It doesn't. It seems like this guy's getting railroaded in some immigration business.
It feels like the beginning of a documentary about being an immigrant.
Yeah, and then at the end, it says, this has been brought to the attention of Customs Border Control, and they're going to put him on hold. Wild. Poor guy.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't... Pass the robbery smell test for me. Even this mugshot just sounds like, I don't understand if I'm taking a mugshot right now.
Yes, he's like, where is this the bank? Am I in the bank now? Am I in the bank?
Do I get the money now?
Yeah. So wild.
I will say this, he's not doing well.
No.
No, man. Definitely not doing well.
It turns out he's got like a huge account in that bank, and they're like, oh, that's one of our best clients.
That also not true.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, if we're going based off a lot of looks, then yeah, that's for sure. Do you mind if I do
it? Is that photo, like, look, the photo here, that just looks, that any photo you take like that just looks like you're shady.
That's what I, dude, but anybody sitting in a bank could be in that photo.
Yeah, if you take a, if there's a photo of you in a bank, you look like you're robbing it.
But no, if there's any footage of me in a bank, it probably wouldn't look like I was robbing it, because there's probably tears on my eyes as I'm at the bank. But, and I'm like, how am I going to do this? I can't keep this going.
They said podcasting was going to be profitable.
Let me do a, speaking of profitable, let's do an ad real quick if you don't mind. Today's Josh Potter Show brought to us by DraftKings. Oh boy, NBA fans, listen up. Oh boy, listen up. You've got to try the Pick 6. It's the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Just select if a player is going to have more or less of a certain stat. For instance, you can guess if they'll have more than one rebound, or maybe you think they'll have less than 3 assists. Then you can watch the game and see what happens. It's a lot of over-under type of stuff, which is very cool. And I love doing over-unders, so when they really put them down into like stat form like that, like, oh my gosh, assists, rebounds, basket. I mean, I am all over that sort of thing. So you can pick your favorite player and compete for huge cash prizes and make game day even more exciting. So download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app right now using code Josh Potter and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Josh Potter. The crown is yours.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Also, today's Josh Potter Show brought to us by the fine folks at Mack Weldon. Oh my lord, you want to be classy and comfortable? You need to get Mack Weldon, my friend. You get to look and feel amazing all day long, from anti-odorless to versatile and comfortable pants. You'll be dressed for any and all occasions. Mack Weldon is always in style and seriously comfortable. You can feel like you're lounging in your pajamas in your everyday wear. I just got a hoodie from them, and it's been a little chilly at night here in old LA. and I don't know why it's so freaking chilly, but boy, oh boy, the hoodie is warm. It is comfortable. It is classy. I'm getting compliments on it all the time. If you're getting ready for a movie marathon, you can throw on a pair of their Ace sweatpants, or you can hit the office in a pair of Tech Chinos that are spill and stain resistant, and they got 7 pockets. You don't want to be going back to the office after your lunch break with a big old stain or spill on your pants. Get the chinos, for God's sake. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code Potter. That's MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off your first order with promo code Potter. MackWeldon.com. Promo code Potter. Boom. Thank you for your patience. You want to hear about teacher and student sex? Because that's like one of my favorite topics.
Yum, 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 yum.
I got this one sent to me at joshpottershow@gmail.com by like 24 people. I mean, people were all over this one. A married substitute teacher was arrested after allegedly being caught undressed with a student in their car.
The saddest part of that sentence is substitute teacher.
Right? Does it count still as a teacher-student sort of thing when it's the substitute?
Yeah.
I mean, because a substitute teacher, I mean, we could go just tomorrow, sign up and be substitute teachers, I think.
I think I'm a substitute teacher.
You think you...
I think right now I'm a substitute teacher.
You've gotten the certificate. I mean, there is no certification. That's my point.
Oof. Yeah, that's rough.
Which one is she? I mean, they look like two different people.
I tell you what, she's compared compared to the bank robber, she looks like she's definitely guilty. Like the bank robber photo, he just looks like he's taking a photo and he does not really sure what's happening. She has, I got caught fucking a 13-year-old face.
Especially in that other one. I mean, she looks like
how old was the kid?
It looks like it aged her by a mile. It says here that deputies arrived. They found the 45-year-old Aaron Ward and a 17-year-old in the back seat. That's not too bad.
That's
like borderline.
That's hot.
That's just a fun time for this boy. That's all. He's 17, for Christ's sake. He's probably like, I mean, she's 45. He's 17. I'm trying to think. Do you know your biggest like age gap in your life?
My wife is 75 years old. No, I'm sure. I think I was 21 and she was 39.
That's pretty good. That's what, 18 years?
That's 18 years, yeah.
I think I was 23 and the girl was 38.
Yeah, that's around that neighborhood.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was like, she had a 9-year-old who I was then closer in age with than I was to her, which was crazy.
And then I think I was like, when I was like 30, I hooked up with like a 21-year-old or 22.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The other way, let's see. Yeah, I hooked up with a 21-year-old when I was 35, which was really like dicey for me. I was remember going like, what am I doing? Am I am I one of those comics? I was like,
am I a paid regular?
I was like really perplexed to the point when the girl actually was like, because I had like a moment where I was like, oh man, you were in like, you know, I was doing the math on stuff. I was like, you're in this grade and I was this age. And I think I said like when I was... So I forget what age. I can't really do the math in my head.
The worst
time. I was like, you were in sixth grade. She goes, you're acting like you're in sixth grade right now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, why don't you fuck me? Like, what are you doing? Are you in sixth grade? She like said something like that to me. And I was like, well, Jesus, I guess I have to do it now.
Fuck you. Yeah, the worst time to do the math is after you come. If you're
I did it before, which was a debilitating moment as well.
Right. I'm so glad I'm not fucking single anymore from all these stories.
No, I mean, that was the time when I said to my, I like sat there and I like smoked a cigarette and I was like, afterwards, I'm like, I don't want to be one of these guys. That was crazy. And if she didn't like bully me almost, I don't know if I would have been able to actually do it because I was doing all the math problems.
She pressured you.
Almost.
She like, me too'd you.
So, I mean, she was very forward and that's how it like, it always seems to like, I get like, what's the word, paranoid about that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, even though they're so forward and everything and I had no reason to be nervous, I get nervous. I'm like, well, what if this is like a trap or something?
And yeah,
I get
how, like, how well do you know somebody too?
Exactly. So, yeah, that was my biggest both directions, I suppose. But this one says, authorities said the teen jumped in the driver's seat and attempted to flee from deputies before crashing a car. So they were like naked or whatever. And then they saw the cop pull up, which we've all had. We've all hooked up in cars.
Yeah, I've
and had a cop pull up, you know, in high school or what have you. That's not a good feeling. Although it's kind of not like the one time I felt kind of cool because it was not my car and we weren't drinking or anything. And it was the girl's car. And the cop was kind of, I just kind of like looked at the cop. I'm like, yeah, we were like doing stuff. Like I was like trying to like get the cop to fist bump me or something. I don't know. Like I was bragging to the cop, but she was obviously quite mortified. I think the woman's always a little bit more the cop,
especially if the cop pulls up and goes, smells like pussy in here.
Yeah, that I would be like, sure does, officer. But why doesn't this kid doesn't have that sort of feeling? He got frightened and tried to drive the car away, jumped into the front seat and then crashed the car. After crashing the car, deputies saw the teen running from the driver's seat without any clothes on. However, he was found more than an hour later in a nearby neighborhood wearing only underwear and a t-shirt. I wonder where he got those clothes from.
You know, I think just hooking up in a car is shady. Like, the last time I hooked up with a car in a car was actually with my wife, and this was like a year ago before a gig. Like, we found like a parking lot or whatever, and I was like, "This feels wrong." And I'm like, "I'm literally doing this with my betrothed."
Yes, you guys are wed.
We are wed.
But it is like it's the public thing. Like some girls like the public situation. I find that I don't.
The problem is, like, if they show your headshot or my headshot with Publix asks,
exactly,
they think masturbating in a library.
Right.
They don't think, like, coolly hooking up with a girl in a parking lot.
I was with a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in high school. That's not what they think. Yeah, no, not at all. They're like, he was showing his penis on a playground.
Yes.
100%.
100%.
So back at the scene, the woman, Ward, was putting on her clothes. She allegedly told authorities that she was a substitute teacher at Burke High School and other schools. You don't throw that one out at them. You make them pry that out of you, lady. I mean, why are you volunteering so much information?
Look, I'm looking at this photo. This woman is going through a rough time in her life. This is a very... this is a very depressed photo.
The woman... it's the same woman, but the picture on the left... she's very done up. She looks very well put together.
Yeah, it's just...
she actually looks... I would have not guessed 45 if I saw that. But then you see the other one, the mugshot, where she knows that she is doomed, and she looks
My
like,
wife is 45, and she looks 100 years younger than this woman.
Yeah, what's the picture on the right is not... I mean, it looks like this ordeal aged her 15 years.
Yes. For sure.
She allegedly admitted to having sexual relations with the teen. Deputies determined that the vehicle belonged to her and her spouse. So she was married. That's like my ultimate nightmare, is that I'm married to a woman. We have a nice, decent life. And then I find out she's fucking children.
That would be pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean, what would be like, you know, like the KGB does this where they plant child porn sometimes on enemies' computers.
Yes.
And I think that that's the ultimate nightmare.
You know what? I thought that was going to happen to Bernie Sanders.
Well, no, they just, when he was, like, don't worry, the Steve... Democrats just robbed him the old-fashioned way.
No, then they just did it really blatantly, and I was like, oh, that's nice that they didn't go about it the way of the child porn that I thought they were going to discover on his computer. I really was walking around and go, if Bernie Sanders comes out he's a pedophile, it's because they're trying to submarine his campaign. It's
don't
Hillary
worry,
Clinton.
They just fucked him the old-fashioned
No, they're way. Just like, no, we're going to just do it right in front of everybody's eyes. This woman was arrested and charged with one count of felony sexual abuse by a school employee. Oh, boy. Well, next up is a story from Luke Rutz. This one's a little fun. A retired chiropractor from upstate New York is facing manslaughter charges after he allegedly killed an Elvis Presley impersonator by chloroforming him during sex.
Jesus Christ.
What
an aristocrat.
It says on here, yes, chloroforming him more than once during sex. Look
Man,
at that.
This is just, I mean, this is what New York Post headlines are made of right here.
That Elvis impersonator looks too young to give a shit about Elvis this
Yeah,
much.
He looks more like a Strokes impersonator or something. A Vampire Weekend impersonator, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the robe. It's like, what the hell are we doing here? Ronald Rayer, 69, accused of restraining and binding Thomas Kreider, who's 40, then administering who's a 40-year-old and goes, I'm to get into the lucrative business of Elvis impersonator.
He's not a bad looking kid. He's got a pretty face, you know. I don't know why I'm defending this corpse, but
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, what a weird entertainment choice. Like, you get into some things and it's
he's
like
the king. I guess maybe that Austin Butler movie came back, so now like that's it's back in vogue. He's like a good looking guy, but he's not like good looking like Elvis. He looks like a Roy Orbison impersonator.
That's a good take. I like that. Put on some sunglasses and start singing crying or something, you know? So he administered what people are saying a dangerous dose of chloroform, I'd say, if it killed the guy, more than one time during a sexual encounter, which led to his death. 4 days after Kreider's death, Mr. Raher went to the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office and reported that his body was in the basement of his Milton home.
Okay, anybody who's into chloroform play, there's no way you can use the word chloroform and also have the word consensual in the same sentence. You know what I mean? He can't be like, oh, we mutually agreed to chloroform him.
This guy looks like he invented chloroform. Doesn't he just look like the personification of chloroform?
He looks like when they found like a guard at Dachau working at Target, you know?
Many rags this man carries with him, I feel. It's a weird I've done my fair share of drugs, but I don't imagine chloroform during sex would be something that excites me. Is it like choking? Is it an asphyxiation thing, you think?
I guess it's just the passed out. I don't know, man. I don't know. Go back to the substitute teacher story. No, I have no idea. What I've heard about chloroform, though, is it's not like, because like from the movies, it's like put it in front of you and like you immediately pass out. That's not how it works. You have to like really, you really have to put it in front of somebody for them to pass out.
They have to like, they take a rag and they smother you.
Yeah, so they have to smother you.
Yeah, exactly. But it probably takes a little longer than the movies. They do make it look instant where it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, they cut it for time.
Not that I would know.
So investigators have said that the two had known each other for many years, and both the sexual encounter and chloroform used to appeared to be consensual, as you mentioned. Kreider, who went by the stage name TJ Green and who also worked as a tour guide for the local Star Trek Museum in Ticonderoga.
This is just like a Mad Lib story.
It's impressive that this guy was so sexually provocative. I mean, if he's telling people at the old Star Trek.
Do the police think it's consensual too?
Well, Miss Green, 42, who reported him missing, I guess that's his mother. Oh, no, his wife. He went missing on Friday when he last spoke to his wife. This guy's married and having gay fun sex on the side. This guy's getting laid all the time. I mean, talk about the getting out of the realm of your stereotype. Miss Green, 42, who reported him missing to Ticonderoga police the next day, said Kreider left Friday to pick up a free box spring from a person in return for moving some furniture. That's always what the, you know, when you're cheating on your wife, you always go, I got to go pick up that box spring.
Wait. So his wife was like, so his wife said, oh, chloroform was consensual.
Well, his wife didn't say it yet. We haven't gotten to how these two met. He was always so trusting that even if he met someone one time, they were a friend. So she's thinking that this guy went over to get this box spring.
Right.
You know, one of those marketplace Facebook meetup things. And he got chloroformed and killed. But what investigators are saying is a little different. In the days following the Star Trek superfan's disappearance, his loved ones spread the word on social media, talking about he was a sci-fi geek and nerd. Why is this woman throwing her husband under the bus like this? He was a nerd. He was so into so many things. He even got a tattoo sleeve on his arm of just He-Man and She-Ra characters. Oh boy, I feel like this was not necessary in the article.
Yeah, every humiliating thing about this guy is coming out.
It doesn't get into how he knew the man who killed him or their encounter, because it does say that it was something that was ongoing and consensual, yet it doesn't say how he knew this person.
So is this guy going to do time?
That's so Rayer was arraigned and is being held at the Saratoga County Jail.
Second degree manslaughter.
$250,000 bail. His next court date is set for the 21st of May. So I guess we'll find out more. Keep your eyes peeled on this. This is a juicy story. It involves Elvis impersonators, Star Trek, He-Man, and chloroform. What a juicy tale out in Saratoga. You doing the Saratoga Comedy Works anytime soon?
No, maybe... but I'm open for business. Part of the reason I'm on all these podcasts, guys, I'm open for business.
Oh, boy, that one was good. I don't know if we can top that one, but I'm going to get
my
best.
No, we can't top that one.
I'm going to give my best effort.
That was the diamond of the in the rough.
I mean, how do you get juicier than that? Great story by Luke Rutz, sending that in, joshpottershow@gmail.com. Next up, though, a government employee sexting. That's fun. I love when the government employees are just, they're just like us.
We're all sexting.
Everyone's sexting. Everyone's yes, you would hope so.
I don't. I'm married, so we don't sext anymore.
This government employee is a little trouble for this one. 2 weeks before Multnomah County's community health center leader resigned. So this is about a community. I don't even know that's a government position. Apparently, he resigned in March after less than a year in the role. The leader sent an employee a selfie of himself touching his finger.
That's the problem.
Ah, the employee.
The employee, guys. It's the power dynamic.
Let me see if I can recreate this. He was touching his finger to his mouth with the message going, "You look finger licking good." So he was like,
"This is definitely a married guy because no single dude." Think that's gonna put him over the finish line.
He used the KFC catchphrase.
Oh my god!
They don't have the picture, do they? Anywhere?
No.
Because that would be. I want to see what this guy looks like.
I want to see his picture with a finger in front of a cheesa.
Jonathan Morrell sent this bad boy in there, but you know, do you ever think about this too? Like older people, maybe a little older than you and I, they never got to sext when they were in their single days. So maybe they're like venturing back into it and they don't know the boundaries or also how to do it in a like cool way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is that the finger looking good guy? He looks, you pulled up a guy with a big smile on his face that he looks like he would say finger looking good.
That's the guy?
We don't know. He has, the same, most, he has the same name.
It's the most finger looking good face.
This guy is the director of public relations. I'm not falling for this trap thinking this guy said the KFC slogan and touched his, you can't throw me into that one. That's the director of public relations at some sports thing. Darnell DJ Rhodes is the gentleman's name. The text was allegedly sent by him, and the description of its content was released on the Oregonian something or other public records request after Rhodes resigned from his $273,000 per year job on March 21st.
What a fuck that up.
Yeah, Jesus. Just to be the fucking... I have no sense of how much people make to do things, because I'm like, that seems low for a guy that was like the... Whatever the hell he was.
What was he?
He was the community health center leader.
That seems like... I actually think that seems like a little bit more than I would think. But I guess
I don't have any idea what that job would entail.
Well, either way, he's not working there anymore.
So the employee, he has also cited a few employees who resented my appointment were actively working against me. So he thinks there was a witch hunt for him and he was, I mean, this isn't your finger licking good. You're talking about fingering a girl and then tasting her vagina. That's what you're saying in there? I mean, that's what you're implying.
I mean, or you could just say she's delicious like chicken.
How can you spin it? Exactly. How can you spin it?
Spinning.
How can he try to spin this and being like, it was innocuous.
Don't fucking sext your, employees.
Yes, my hope is by bringing my concerns to you is that we have a real discussion about the greater issue at hand. The consistent
you can
and repeated
sext if your coworkers, not if they're your employee.
Well, he's trying to make it a race thing. He goes, my hope is by bringing my concerns to you that we can have a real discussion about the greater issue at hand, the consistent and repeated discriminatory practices of the Multnomah County against Black and African American employees.
Oh, man, he just pulled the finger-looking-good card.
Yeah, don't... I mean, maybe that was him, dude. Maybe you did pull him up since he said he was Black. Maybe that was him.
I don't know. It did... He was making a finger-looking-good pose. I will say this. The picture that we pulled... Yes, it's him.
Different guy.
Different guy. That's so funny that you're like,
yes, I'm
it's
racist.
Him.
Yes, I'm racist.
Oh, that is him. Look at that. No, it's a different guy with a finger-licking smile.
Have you ever like fucked a girl and been like, that was finger licking good?
I'm gonna.
I don't think I would fuck a girl at KFC and say that was finger licking good.
I would never. I don't think I've ever been. Yeah, no, I've definitely never used a fast food slogan. I haven't even been like, ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it. You know, nothing. I don't know. Have it your way, lady. Whatever. But I can't imagine. I mean, I've definitely sent.
Wrong. I was wrong. It is this guy.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, so who's racist? Now it's a pretzel of who's racist. Because yeah, Alex is like different guy.
Everyone's racist.
Yeah, we all are. It's fine. But I've definitely sent sex where I like, you can't read back your sex. Anything you send is cringe. You know?
Yes.
There's no reading them back and going like, I fucking nailed that one.
No, I mean, it's, I mean, I guess the only time it's like if you look at old, like if you're both sexting back and forth and that could be hot, you like look at the old, like
I've read like back Lincoln letters. Their things that they've read.
Yes.
But I can't, if I
oh,
go.
Oh, no, not your part.
If
yeah,
I read my part, I'm going to puke.
I can't wait till I taste your pussy.
Finger.
You know, come on.
And then he did one of these. Yeah, he did one. Well, speaking of food, this came from Halifax Brandon. He says, like many of us, Justin Rubicki loves a good pizza. But with what he's been dealing with for the past 6 months, it would be understandable if he doesn't want pizza for quite a while. The Spruce Grove man has been the victim of pizza pranksters. They ordered more than $1,000 worth of pizzas to his home and workplace. Now, $1,000 worth of pizza. Have you ordered a fucking pizza lately? These things are like $80. It feels like it doesn't even seem like that
pizza
many.
Pizza last night, it was $32
in L.A.
Yeah,
was it like a Domino's or like a thing like that?
It was Tubby's or Tumbly's. It was like it was pretty good. It was Tumbly's. It was a stuffed crust, sausage and pepperoni.
Did you pick
large.
It up?
Large. No, it delivered.
Whoa.
32. I gave you know it was 32 or 33. Gave him you know a $7 tip.
Okay, so we're talking $40 here.
Yeah, it was about a $40 pizza.
And I'd say that's on the cheaper side because I swear I've definitely paid over
Tumbies,
$50.
That's great.
I've definitely paid over $50, and it just makes me think that's only like 20 pizzas. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that many. Like, it doesn't seem like an exorbitant amount of pizzas where someone would go, oh, my God, I have to make all these? You know, like the pizza place?
I think, like, once you're – if you're a pizza place – and you start getting like a like order of over $500, you have to start asking some questions.
Right. You look at the address. Is this going to a school? Is it going to an office?
Right. Is this an office? Yeah. You gotta start asking some questions at
right.
$500.
I mean, I guess if you get paid up front, you can just go, well, they're yours. Would it be crazy? What a crazy prank that would be if then the man didn't have to pay for like. He's just getting free pizzas. Like someone out there is spending $1,000 to be like, got him. Fucking
got we
got this guy.
Him, folks.
I paid for all the pizzas and I tipped generously, and they all showed up at his house.
By the way, Tumbies, pretty good.
All right, shout out Tumbies. The first one started November 19th, and I was getting ready to sit down with my family and have soup for supper. Oh my lord, this guy. Soup for supper. Who says supper anymore? What year is this? The doorbell rang.
The kind of guy who gets $1,000 of pizza yeah. called on him if you're saying supper.
Yeah. The doorbell rang and it was a Pizza 73 delivery
Man,
guy.
I've never seen someone wear a champion shirt I thought was a champion in anything, and that continues this trend.
Oh, my Lord. That's the man getting the pizzas?
I believe so. That has a prank. Like he looks like a fucking a mark for sure.
It always
pizza mark
makes me go take a long look in the mirror when some of these people, they go, I was with my family. And I'm like, they have a family, huh? The pizza delivery
well,
guy
you have
got
a podcast.
Yeah, sick. The pizza delivery guy got mad at me and asked me what he was supposed to do with it. I said, I don't know, but I didn't order $100 worth of pizza, so I'm not paying for it. The pizza prankster didn't stop just after one. They were. So now that house, if you are a responsible pizza place, you put a little flag on that. You go, now we're not just going to willy-nilly deliver pizzas to this house because we got stiffed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume they would go, well, it's raising some flags, but this dumb pizza place didn't care. It says the pizza prankster didn't stop after just once. So he said it happened 3 days in a row after that, and that's when he filed his first
police
report.
You know you're down on your luck if you're getting your pizza from Goodwill, that's for sure.
Why is the picture of him outside of Goodwill? That's wild. But they So he filed a police report, which is the, I would be embarrassed going down to the old station and filing that police report, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, but if you, okay.
I would just call your, this pizza place.
In your head, if whatever idea you have of somebody who gets $1,000 of pizzas pranked on him, this guy looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like whatever is in your head is exactly it.
Yeah, no, he looks like the kid. Like he still falls for the, like, is your refrigerator running? You know, yeah. Like he gets that one.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has definitely tweeted, release the Snyder Cut. For sure.
But the thing is, like, before I go to police report, I would just call the pizza place and be like, hey, listen, I'm never ordering pizza from you. So if you get my address, it's not me, all right? No matter what, I will order pizza from anywhere else to make this not happen anymore. And to call the police, though, what's the fucking crime? Make the fucking pizza place call the police. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the guy took a month off, evidently. And then on December 21st, you know, it's the holidays or what have you. They changed it up. They went to Domino's. They started ordering from there.
Those sons of bitches.
This guy must have been, you know, he's trying to make it a little cheaper. So then they suggested maybe he change his email and all his passwords, but somehow the prankster got a hold of his new email, and the pranks have continued. That
sounds like the cops are doing it themselves at this point.
Yeah. The Domino's one's a little more nefarious because it seems like he hacked into the guy's account, and you know you can do the delivery online and all that. Yeah. It shows you, it's like your pizza's getting its toppings on it now. It tells you, like, it's almost like your kid's at school or something and you're right. Figuring out the report.
Yeah, that's it. Like the first time you do it, it's fun. Yeah. And then, but then like the second time it just becomes the saddest. You waiting for a pizza.
Yeah, I'm watching the little bar.
Just like no facial muscle moving, just looking the little dot go it's across like
I'm,
the...
I'm watching a Bohemian Rhapsody download on Napster back in the day. I feel so bad for just not my situation, but it's wasting the time of the delivery drivers in the business. Well, hopefully it stopped. Police say instances like this case are rare, and it's not only Rybecki who is on the receiving end of this bad prank. The pizza delivery person and everyone else is affected, too. It's unfortunate because the pizza place is out of money in this case. It doesn't seem like the pizza place gives a shit for based off everything that this article says.
Well, is it 1,000 cumulatively, or is it 1,000, like...
What they would make, net or gross,
I mean,
or
you've got to, like, fucking... If you're opening a pizza place, you have to budget in... At least, like, okay, $1,000 worth of pizza is going to be misordered, right?
Yeah, train your whoever's answering the phone to be like, this is the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Also, anything going to this guy's fucking house is no dice. We have to, like, get double, triple verification. Right. I would have, like, a real diligent delivery system at my pizza place.
Now, how did they get his address? Because it was also on the sex offender registry.
The Funko Pop people gave it to them, probably.
For sure.
Rybicki hopes that whoever is behind
this man has masturbated to so many different iterations of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, the cartoon.
The cartoon, Margot Robbie, the fucking bobblehead.
I feel like this guy exclusively masturbates to cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no chance he's ever seen that.
100%.
He's never come to... a human tits. Rybecki hopes that whoever's behind this immature prank gets caught, and as for the punishment, he has a few ideas of what he'd like to see handed out. Ooh.
I got like a few ideas what I'd like to do to these guys.
I think the Joker would
one
know
second.
What to do.
Somebody rang my doorbell. Oh, fuck, it happened again.
I would love, let's see what he says here. I hope they get caught and they have to pay back for all the pizza that has gone to waste. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be...
You thought it was going to be Guantanamo?
Yeah, something a little more elaborate than that. On top of that, I hope they have to pay the amount back in money they've wasted on pizza and get it delivered to the homeless. That's what I'd like to see. That's what he said. Oh, boy. Threatening. Well, what do you say we get to one more? This one has a video. This one has Naked Man Threatens Cop from Kevin. Now, some of this video we're going to have to blur, probably. It's not that video.
Oh, man, I'm not going to see his dong.
You might see it, but the folks at home are going to have to go find it for themselves.
You're going to have to fucking become a patron to check that out.
check out the, I don't know if it's in the link of the article or what have you, but there we go. Perfect. It says in this email here.
Well, this guy died, I think.
It says, Dear Papa Roach, loyal Roach reporter Kevin Little again. This man named Ethan goes bananas on a police officer while naked, saying he's bleeding from his ass. A dick that is hard, but also not hard, and threatens to kill the cop while holding his dick. I can only imagine this dude was on pretty cool drugs.
Does this guy get shot or no?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the...
Did he die? Because I remember a video like this where it was a naked guy.
Let's see.
Yeah, he gets shot.
Did he die?
This I do not know. I didn't even have an article with this email.
Wait a minute.
They say it's a manslaughter case.
From the cop? Well, let's see what happens.
I assume it's you can't just shoot someone if they're holding their dick.
That's true, right? It is, unless it's
that would be the
it's a registered weapon.
That would be the creepiest social justice march ever.
Hold, we'd all just hold our dicks.
I've definitely seen this video, but let's check it out.
He just comes out of the bushes. This man's walking through a yard, a very scary yard. And all of a sudden, we have body cam footage if you're listening at home.
Ethan! It's Officer Yao. You okay?
Uh-oh.
He said I'm dying?
This Ethan, is what's going crazy.
On? Ethan! Hey, what's...
There's feces everywhere. I need you to call the cops, the paramedics, to get me a fucking rescue team right now.
Can you pause
Ethan,
this?
It's Officer Yao from Thornton Police.
Is this his house? Because, I mean, look at all the... Is this just... Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, there's just some guy living there? He's like, ah, great, I'm embarrassed. You saw my backyard of junk. But it sounds like he's, like, in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, it seems like he's in the house, like, speaking through the open.
Yeah, and so he's bleeding out of his ass, as they say, and he's got feces everywhere. Yes. We imagine this is what's occurring.
Come in here and get me to the hospital.
What's going on?
I have a fucking asshole.
Been there, pal.
I have a goddamn fucking mouth that's full of feces, and I have a dick that's hard, that's not hard, that's something
hard. Do you have any weapons on you
right now? This dude's in a psychotic break, by the way.
Of course.
Hey, what do you got?
My dick in my hand. You got a problem with that, bitch?
Hey, it's Officer Yao, dude. Hey, you know me.
Suck my fucking dick.
Hey, you know me, dude.
Hold on, pause it for a second.
Is this real?
I have to contemplate what just occurred. So he's like, I got my dick in my hand. I'm going to say that to a cop next time.
That's pretty. This guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it is obviously some sort of psychotic break, but at the same time, he's making Officer Yao, really on his heels over here.
Yeah,
this guy.
Really making him work for
hey,
it.
It's me, Officer Yao. That doesn't work. All right, keep going. Because eventually this guy runs out with his dick in his hand.
Ethan! Ethan, drop that. Ethan? Ethan?
All right, so saying that's probably bad.
Yeah, but unless...
threatening my life.
What's the rule as far as, like, do you have to show a weapon? Can you just say you're dead, cop?
Ethan!
Maybe...
I don't think you're allowed to threaten the police even
verbally. I am the police. You know me.
Oh, and then so that's...
That's I just saw you this morning, dude.
I don't know that justifies shooting
him. Why am I going to bring the paramedics then? Hey, man.
What's wrong with you, fucking
cunt?
Hey. Sounds like Saul Trujillo.
You don't hear me talking to you like that.
Plymouth, what's the road off 175 Mountain Laurel or
Ethan.
Mountainside?
I am the cops.
I'm not okay.
Don't be like this, dude.
Woodland.
Hey.
Why is this guy's voice so high?
Pause it.
I want to help.
This guy sounds like Saul Trujillo. You know Saul? He sounds exactly like him.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
I want to like someone to splice this together with just Saul's like face over the cop. Keep going. It's just like it.
Ethan, come on.
this so far is the audio of half the podcasts I've done.
Yeah. But they're not gonna come over here if you're being like this.
Uh-oh, now he's throwing things and breaking things.
Stone Cold Steve Austin glass crash.
Ethan, stay in there. Ethan!
It's like a zombie movie.
Oh, my God.
Ethan, stay back.
He's rolled out of the house.
Ethan, stay back! Stay back!
Now he's running at him.
Ethan, stay back!
Wait a minute.
Ethan, stay back!
You definitely don't, shoot that guy.
Yeah.
You definitely don't shoot that guy.
Right.
You taser that guy for sure.
Exactly. He got freaked out and shot him.
That cop is going to jail or getting fired for sure.
Yeah. I'll probably just get fired and paid leave and all that.
I mean, that was crazy. I mean, you can't do that.
It was blurred already. We don't have to blur it, huh?
We don't have to blur it.
Hell yeah, look at that.
There he goes.
That's the biggest victory of the whole thing.
Save you some cash and post, gentlemen.
Oh, my Lord. Well, that one, you know, while you're looking for that on YouTube out there, if you're just listening on audio, make sure you check out Dan St. Germain's new special,
Dance Fatty Dance, baby. Can I give a couple plugs?
Plug everything you want, yes, please.
When does this come out?
Comes out on Wednesday.
What comes out on Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
What comes out on Wednesday? Well, first, I'm on the road a lot, so check out my website. I have my live dates up there. I'm going to be in May. I'm going to be in Boston. I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to actually be in Amos doing probably the theater you're doing. Check out Dance Fatty Dance, my new special. If you're a pro wrestling fan, I have a Wrestle Roast podcast, but it will be changed to Working Stiff, but really funny guys on that with me. And coming soon, a new podcast with myself and Sean Donnelly. But the most important thing, please check out my special. And if you like it, hey, ask your club owner to bring me in, folks. My fall is open. So Papa needs some live dates.
There you go. And, of course, if you want to see your boy over here live, thejoshpotter.com. This weekend's a big deal. Come on out, Huntsville, Alabama. Would love to see you there on Friday and Saturday night. That's the big one. Other than that, make sure you go check out all the dates at thejoshpotter.com. Rate, review, subscribe, that whole garbage. Please keep doing that because it keeps things pumping here. And we love you very much. We'll see you next Wednesday right here on The Josh Potter Show.
T11 direct with the Roach. We shotgun the beers. I got time for a toast. It's the only place I get for sports like for real. Sonny taught us nobody's more sus than Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal, son. Won't find us in Walmart. Josh Potter, keep it frank, kind of like a ballpark. It wasn't nothing talking all that jism. Turns out there's a lot of semen terrorism.
Now it's time we hit them. Bringing Votto to the plate. Roachy awards with Chase O'Donnell the Great. Let me stop for a second because it's Ask Marty time. Because it's idiocy. You know I cannot abide.
Not a fan of these guys. Gonna damage the rise. Worse than the host known as the Roach. Leave an idiot woman standing on the side or looking like she just tripped into a moat.
I'ma kill this Henny beat like murder. Been in more studios than most have ever heard of. Please to be listening, hit that like and subscribe. So many Bills hats got the mafia vibe.
A lot to describe like a Roach reporter. Teacher on OF, don't report her. Trying to live life with my mannequin wife and my mannequin kids, if that's my mannequin right.
Been a fan of this guy since the Roach Motel. Couple hundred weeks in, still funny as hell. From the tip cups to back sis and blind eyes, Potter has one of the best shows of all time.
Now watch this drive, pop a couple tall cans with the Roach King and caught the vibe. Ready to pour more, scurry out the floorboards, hit like, comment, and subscribe.